Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for the 1st of April, 2024. And that's net number 328. Now that's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you're not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause for a few seconds, about 10 of them, in fact, to allow for stations to, allow for priority traffic or to allow stations to disconnect from the conference if they do not want to stick around for our net. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. Those four pieces of information are what we ask people to provide when they check in. If you don't have an SDF username, well, you can get yourself one very quickly by going to sdf.org. I just saw a new call sign pop up there. Let me maybe quickly make a note of that. Right. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour GMT Zulu UTC, whatever you want to call it, on the Echolink node 9229, known as the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank Michael, VE6UX, for making this conference available to us for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all licensed radio amateurs. You do not have to be a member of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We'd like to have a question of the week to kickstart our discussions. Last week's question was about soldering, specifically what kind of soldering iron or gun or workstation that you use. And this week, to continue in that vein, I think we've covered this before, but it was long enough ago that it's worth revisiting. And the question is, have you experimented with surface mount device fabrication, you know, making circuit boards with SMD devices? And if you have any experience with that, any funny stories, maybe not so funny stories, hints, anything like that, that's what we're looking for today. Now, I'm checking the dashboard here, and I think almost everybody on that list there has been here before, with a couple exceptions that I don't... one that I recognize, but I think he's probably listened to us in the past, and the other is a new call sign, I think. I don't immediately recognize. So let me reset. All right, so I'm going to run down the list here. I have N4RNW, VK6BQQ, PY2BIL, KD9NDJ, KQ4MII, M0SUD, and KF0PPK. And I do not see any other conferences linked to the TechLink conference, so I don't think there's anyone else out there who could possibly be listening to us. But just in case, I'm going to pause now for anyone who did not hear their call sign just now to come forward. Right. Wasn't expecting to hear anything. So, I guess it's time to start going down my list here, starting with N4RNW.
Well, good evening. Wayne and the group, N4RNW here, Harold from sunny southwest Florida, Fort Myers. Not much to mention today. Happy Easter to all, and we had a beautiful day down here at church and sunshine and celebration, and it was a good day. So that's really all I've got to report. So have a good evening, have a good morning over there, Reg, and back to you, Wayne, N4RNW.
Okay, thank you, Harold. Yeah, it was a nice day up here, too. I think it was probably close to 70 degrees Fahrenheit. All right, let's see. Next on my list here is VK6BQQ.
AB9FJ in the group, VK6BQQ. Well, not a whole lot to report here this morning in Western Australia. It's a nice looking day. And soldering, yes. Golly, I haven't played with the welder or any of the soldering here Well, as we've had a little bit of an issue here with the old memory, so I haven't played with it. I was afraid I might get the soldering iron and heat things up, but it seems to be a bit of a challenge here, so I'll just take it easy with the soldering, that's for sure. But good to hear you in, Wayne. Thanks for being here. OVK60QQ Australia.
All right. Thank you, Reg. Always good to hear from you. Next on my list is PY2BIL.
Hello, everyone. This is PY2BIL, Guillermo, out of Sao Paulo in Brazil. SDF username is G. Cremary. So, about SMD or surface mount devices, I haven't done the whole project with that. I did some repairs, not too many, a couple maybe. Right, they're pretty damn complicated to deal with, but having the right tools, good pair of tweezers and a small soldering iron. I use one of those digital ones for that purpose with a needle tip. And what I did worked. So, but yeah, doing a full project is a little bit time consuming doing it that way. Right, so I either get them pre-built or pre-mounted, right, or really I prefer through a hole the old-fashioned way. Okay, that's all for now. Back to you, NetControl, AB9FJ. This is PY2BA.
Okay, thank you, Guillermo. And yes, for myself, I've not really tried to do surface mount devices, but I have read a little bit about it, and there are some things you can do to try to make it a little bit easier. You can do things like using the solder paste and maybe a heat gun. Another thing that is helpful sometimes, if you've just got this one big chip in your project that's the only surface mount, sometimes you can get a circuit board with the chip already mounted on it and then attach it to your project using through-hole techniques. So I don't know if that's still a major thing. I think it was for a couple of years ago when I was looking at it. So. Right. Let's see. Moving along to KD9MBJ.
Good evening, Wayne, and everybody on the group. This is Ken. I'm in Rantoul, right? My SDF username is KDB. Surface mount. Yeah, I just did a project. I think I mentioned this last week. I was talking about that I was going to do it, and I have done it. I have this Chinese Arduino shield. The basic object of the shield is to provide USB capabilities for boards that don't have USB. They all have some kind of USB, but this shield makes the Arduino into a USB host. Anyway, the Chinese version shipped with the wrong chip. There's two chips. One was correct and the other was incorrect. So I ordered the correct chip from DigiKey and fired. I use a heat gun. When the heat gun heats up and you have to sort of mask other components that might get too hot, but that's the only trick. And you use tweezers to lift the part off when the solder melts. It's all done fairly quickly. The tricky part is having a steady hand. That's essential, and it's a challenge, I have to say, especially as one gets up in years. But anyway, that's my experience with SMD. I've never done a whole project with all SMD. I've done projects with some SMDs. I did a radio transmitter that way. Anyway, it's tricky, but it's doable. This is KD9MDJ. Back to the group.
Okay, thank you, Ken. I remember seeing some videos of people doing SMD work, and it was kind of interesting that, I think they were using the solder paste on the solder pads on the circuit board, and they would situate the SMD chip approximately lined up. And once they heated it up and the solder paste melted, it's like the chip just automatically jumped into line and, you know, it sort of sucked it into place. It was pretty cute. Anyway, let's see. Next is KQ4MII.
Thank you, Wayne. This is Kilo Quebec 4, Mike, India, India. My name is Mark. I'm located in Reston, Virginia, USA. My SCS login is mcornix. So I recently took a class to learn how to do surface mount soldering, and we made a little electronic gadget that has no practical use other than to teach SMD soldering. But basically what it is, it's a row of about 8 LEDs that when you apply power to them, you can make them flash kind of like the, you know, in sequence like the old Knight Rider TV show car thing. But in order to do that, it was a combination of through-hole and SMD components. It's about 8 or 9 SMD resistors and a couple of capacitors, and then the LEDs and a pot were through hole. So we got to learn both of those, and I actually did reasonably well on my first surface mount adventure. There was one of the resistors that buckled a bit because the paste wasn't evenly applied, but the instructor sorted me out. So at least I know what I'm doing now. I don't know if or when I will get the chance to do that again, but better to know than to not know, I always say. So back to you. This is KQ4MII.
That sounds like a cool project, Mark. Do you think that people could order that and do it all by themselves, or was it really important to have an instructor there to guide you?
I would assume that if you have all the necessary equipment, like you know, a soldering iron and something to yeah, like a heat gun or something to melt the soldering paste, you could probably do it. I would have to look up where they ordered the kits from. I want to say it was somebody like SparkFun or Adafruit or one of these suppliers that deals in that sort of thing. But I'll see if I can find that out and report back to the group in future.
Okay, yeah, that sounds interesting. If you can find a link in time to put it in the chat there before we close the net, I would be interested in that. Okay, next on my list is he still here? Yes, Mike Zero, Sierra Uniform Delta. Hi there.
Hello, this is Mike Zero, Sierra Uniform Delta. Stuart, based in Birmingham, in the Midlands, in the UK, and my SCS username is Stug. In terms of SMD, typically, I haven't really done anything in terms of radio, but professionally, when I've not been able to get technicians to do the actual work, I've done the sort of heat plate method, where sort of paste on the board, then you place the components, heat it up, and it all magically goes into place. That's really good. The other way is using a heat gun, but you risk burning things out. With ICs, yeah, that gets really tricky. I've tried doing it by hand a few times. It's not gone well, and I've ended up going to technicians. Anyway, back to you.
Okay, thank you, Stu. Let's see. We had KF0PPK, but he's no longer in the dashboard there. So I think everyone has had a chance to speak, so this is when it's time for rechecks. If you want to add something to what you said before, please call now. Okay, well, we're still pretty early here. It's only about 17 and a half minutes after the hour, so I'm trying to think if there's any news. Well, today's a holiday here in the United States. I guess all over the world, actually, if you're a Christian. Although, I guess out there in the West, in Australia, it's already Monday. Let me remind... Oh, wait a minute. I see a new call sign pop up in the dashboard here, VK2DY, Robert. The topic this week, Robert, has been surface mount fabrication. Last week we talked about soldering, and continuing on that subject, we're talking about surface mount devices today. So have you done any circuit building using surface mount devices? Any experience you've had with it, good or bad? That's what we've been talking about. I'll give you a moment to think about that while I also remind everybody that if you're not already subscribing to the SDFARC newsletter or mailing list, send an email to majordomo@sdf.org and include, I usually do both the subject and the body, I say subscribe SDFARC-L. And that will get you subscribed to the mailing list. It's very low volume, perhaps one or two messages a week. And if you miss a net, every week I post a summary of what we talked about on the net, who checked in, what activity was in the chat room, and so on. So you can kind of catch up a little bit that way. And it would also be nice to have some more volunteers to be net control. So if you're interested in doing that, drop me an email at jwh@sdf.org, and we'll arrange for you to give it a try, see if you like it. Let's see, anything else here? That's probably about it. So let's go to VK2DY.
Yes, good. Good. What is this? Good morning at 11:20 a.m. This is Robert Victor Kilo 2 Delta Yankee in northwestern Sydney. Easter Monday here, 26 degrees Celsius, headed for a high of 31. We haven't had these temperatures in the summer, and here we are a month into autumn, and we're getting these temperatures. It's all going to change at the end of the week. It's going to rain and get back down closer to normal, but still above normal, so all's good with that. Other than that, I'm trying to think about the question, surface mounted. I haven't done a whole lot of building of my own stuff in a long, long time, unless you count putting hats on Raspberry Pis as surface mounted. I don't think I have an answer for the question. But I do appreciate this net. Thank you, VK2DY. Back to net.
Okay, thank you, Robert. Let's see. I see no new call signs popping up there, so once again, it's time to call for rechecks or additional comments. Okay, it's still a little early. I usually try to stretch the net out to at least the 30-minute mark, because the ham conference, sometimes there's a net over there that runs long, and people like Robert and John come in to our net a little bit late. So I don't have any anything really to fill the time with. So I'm going to make one last call for rechecks or additional comments. It doesn't have to be about SMD. It could be about anything that's on your mind before we close the net. So please call now. Okay, so let's see here. I guess that means that this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Net at 0023 UTC. If you would like to continue the conversation, well, we still have a question about the VMR talk group, so I'll just say you can join us on SDF, in COM, in the non-radio room. This is Net Control Station AB9SJ, saying 73.